Hi there, this is L-Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 13th, 1 week to the Belmont Stakes. Summer's coming, Del Mar, Saratoga, so lots of action on the card today. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by amwager.com, amwager.com. Check out the blog at amwager.com, click on How to Bet, or LSTAR's blog. You can also become a member if you're not already. It's a great legal online wagering site with lots of perks and lots of tools for the handicapper and better, casual to sophisticated. It's all there for you at amwager.com. Going to start on Saturday, June 13th with the Key Races and Bets with a pick three at Woodbine, race seven. This is my race of the day on the Woodbine website. You can get the analysis by heading over there, but I want to give out the pick three here, starting in race seven at Woodbine, because we're going to cover the other two races on the blog. Post time for race seven at Woodbine on Saturday, June 13th, is 4:21 Eastern. And in this pick three, it's a 20-cent pick three. It's a very inexpensive ticket at $16.80. In race seven, we're going to use Newstom and Clayton. In race eight, we're going to use Take Charge Owlette, Curlin's Voyage, I'm a Beast, Cool Shadows 260, and New York Groove. And in race nine, we're going to use Occasional View, Walkabout Creek, Sherwood Forest, Call Me Wally, Sumerian Bell, and Kitchen Fire. Because it's such a cheap bet, you can also play additional tickets using only Curlin's Voyage, Cool Shadows, and New York Groove in race eight, using the same horses in race seven and nine, and one more ticket using only Occasional View, Walkabout Creek, and Call Me Wally in race nine, using the same horses in race seven and eight. Again, they're all inexpensive tickets at the 20-cent level. Moving on to race eight, Woodbine, the Stars Shoot Stakes with a post of 4:53 Eastern Time on Saturday the 13th of June. And New York Groove was out of her element in the Grade 3 Fantasy Stakes on dirt last time out. Also before that, in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks on turf, on all weather. She's unbeaten in four races, including a stakes at Presque Isle and at Woodbine last November. She's been working splendidly on the all-weather at Fair Hills for Mike Trombetta, gets Ramon Hernandez and Rafael Hernandez, and gets a great post to stalk the dueling pair of Owlette and 260. She should keep her perfect record on the surface intact. Curlin's Voyage is 3-for-6 on the surface. Her lone stakes win came around two turns. Unlike New York Groove, who has run twice this year, Curlin's Voyage is coming back from 6 months off and finished second in her career debut. It appears she's been around two turns, but she's bred to sprint, and I wouldn't count her out, as she too should benefit from the pace, has the style to run well enough to win. Cool Shadows has won sprinting on turf and routing on all weather, the win coming in the stakes last October over the track. She finished third in her debut, but the 58.8 best of 36 workout she put in since then last week was fabulous. She figures to have the style to benefit from the pace scenario here. In race 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, June 13th, the Stars Shoot Stakes with a post of 4:53 Eastern. Win bet, New York Groove at 5-2 or more. That's the key bet. Make that bet first. For smaller amounts, consider bets on Curlin's Voyage at 7-2 higher, and Cool Shadows if she's 5-1 or higher in her post time. If you bet more than one horse, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool does the math for you and allocates your money based on the odds. You can put in how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the math is done for you. And AmWager has one free, available. All the other perks as well they have, plus the dutching tool. For the exact and a trifecta, New York Groove, Curlin's Voyage, and Cool Shadow. Over New York Groove, Curlin's Voyage, Cool Shadows, Take Charge Owlette, I'm a Beast, and 260. Same horses in second and third. It's a 20-cent bet. Very cheap. Moving on to the next race on the Key Races and Bets blog podcast for Saturday, June 13th. It is race 11 at Gulfstream. It's a handicap. It doesn't have a sponsor. It's a $55,000 purse with a post of 5:22 Eastern. Noble Drama is almost a complete standout in this $55,000 handicap race, with just one other horse I can see winning the race, but he opens at 9-2, so he's a key bet. Noble Drama rallied from last to seven and four wide in the turn to make the lead in the Big Drama Stakes over the track at 7 furlongs last month, got passed by a really good horse in Network Effect, holding second easily by a couple lengths. Two before that, Noble Drama won the Sunshine Millions Classic at 9 furlongs, and before that, he won at this one-turn mile trip over the track. Bravo rides him right back and will time the late move perfectly after Latruska and Wentz set a fast-paced battling for the lead to give Noble Drama his fourth career win at this mile trip in his fifth try. Diamond Oops is the other horse that could win, but he opens at 8-5 compared to 9-2 for Noble Drama. Accomplished on dirt and turf, Diamond Oops drops in class after 7 straight graded stakes races, including win in the Grade 3 Mr. Prospector Stakes in December at 7 furlongs. He must be used in the win position on exact and trifecta tickets. I just can't bet him to win at low odds. I'm going to toss in Eye of a Jedi for the trifecta value, opening at 15-1. He hit the board in 8 of 10 last year, comes into the race off a third-place finish in the Sunday Silent Stakes at 9 furlongs, so cutting back to a one-turn race should make him strong, although it's questionable whether his best race is good enough to win. In the 11th at Gulfstream with a post of 5:22 Eastern on Saturday, June 13th, bet Noble Drama to win at 9-5 or higher. For the trifecta, and the reason I'm playing a trifecta is there's not a lot of value in the exact unless Eye of the Jedi finishes second, but the trifecta, we can play the same ticket. I think it's worth the risk and it's cheaper because I don't like the chances of Math Wizard one bit off his comeback in February followed by a four-month layoff. For the trifectas, there's two of them here. The first one is Noble Drama and Diamond Oops over. I have a Jedi, Noble Drama and Diamond Oops over all. And the second one is Noble Drama and Diamond Oops over all over. I have a Jedi, Noble Drama and Diamond Oops. Moving on to race 9 at Woodbine with a post of 5:24, and I picked this because this is a starter allowance, which is pretty salty with the number of horses having chances, but I landed on 3 who fit the 5.5 furlong trip and have an edge over the rest. Of the trio, Walkabout Creek gets first mention as he opens at 10-1 in spite of going 4-8 last year and having a career record of 6-14. Walkabout Creek is one of the few here who are specialists at this short trip, having won back-to-back at the distance in November and December over the track. Jockey Moran has been his regular pilot and aboard for all the wins, and the works of the comeback are very strong for the level, including a very nice 4th of 119 5-furlong work on May 20th. Walkabout Creek doesn't need the lead, which is good because Martin River and Kitchen Fire cannot possibly avoid dueling for the early lead, so Walkabout Creek can post the ups or at least split the two contenders who I'm going to mention in a second, both have lower odds for exact profit. Occasional View is one of those two. He won 4 races last year just about Walkabout Creek, including 3 in a row in August, September, and October, and 1 to end the year. Patrick Husbands, who was up for the last 4 wins, rides back. Occasional View has won at the trip. Should be in a great spot off the leaders, again benefiting from the fast pace. Call Me Wally's a win contender, but least preferred as a win bet as he opens at 5-2. He won easily in his final race last year in November, was claimed out of the race from one high-percentage barn, McKnight, to another, Drexler. He only won that one race all of last year in 9 races and was 1-5 in 2018, but the race he won that he was claimed out of was his only claiming level start and just happened to have qualified him for the starter allowance he'd otherwise be ineligible for. He's claim-proof here. As such, he must be respected for the exact other tickets we play involving the race. In race 9 at Woodbine on Saturday 6:13 with a post of 5:24, bet Walkabout Creek and Occasional View at 5-2 or more. If Occasional View happens to be less than that, just bet Walkabout Creek. And again, while making multiple win bets, try and use a dutching tool to help you make good profit free at amwager.com. For the exact is, we're going to first take Walkabout Creek top and bottom, so Walkabout Creek over all and all over Walkabout Creek. And then we'll play a second one of Walkabout Creek, Occasional View, and Call Me Wally over all, trying to capitalize on Walkabout Creek winning. Last race on this week's Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 13th, is the Ogden Phipps Stakes. Before I get to that, don't forget, check out amwager.com and go to amwager.com, click on Ella Starr's blog, or click on How to Bet, and find my analysis for the written version of the Key Races and Bets podcast. The 9th race is the Ogden Phipps, Belmont Park, post 5:36 Eastern. And although it has a 6-horse field, this is a very good race. Blamed is my top pick, opening at 10-1, and she's done little wrong in her 14-race career, winning 9 times, including 5 in a row, following a second place finish at the, in her debut back at the summer of 2017. Included those wins were a pair of Kentucky Oaks preps last spring in the Island Fashion in Sunland Park's Oaks, but she missed the Oaks, took 7 months off, and moved to the barn of Belmont after that, nearly picked up where she left off, finishing second in the Raven Run before winning the Cumley. Since then, she's won every other race, so she's on a pattern to win here. She won the Royal Delta and a pair of classified allowances in February and April. She lost last time out, so she's on that pattern. Most importantly, Blamed earned her last four wins leading from start to finish. The last three of those one-turn races, just like the Ogden Phipps. After wearing blinkers her entire career, she took them off for that last race April 30th, which was the key to a huge effort, earning a 102 figure just shy of her career-best 106 in the Cumley and 104 in the Royal Delta. Blaine's put in a strong half-mile workout at Belmont leading the race, and she has the speed in the post to lead all the way and play Come Catch Me. Golden Award, the other Mott trainee, appears to be the one most likely to catch Blaine if any horse can do just that. She won 5 of 12 in her career, finishing second in four others, so she's really consistent. She didn't finish in the personal ensign last August, but both before and after have been great. Starting last May, she missed by a nose in the DuPont Distaff with a 104 figure. 2 months later, won the Chuvie with a 106. Then after the break following the disaster of the DuPont Distaff, she stalked the leaders in third and won the turn back the alarm with a 109 career best number. And then after another rest, she returned for her five-year-old season in February and rallied for second in the Royal Delta with a 108. Her last two have been very strong, almost paired numbers. She appears to be holding top form, comes back again off a layoff, which she runs well. She was ridden by Junior Alvarado in the turn back alarm, who rides her today, and she'd be no surprise, but she does open at much lower odds, 7-2, still good odds, then Blamed at 10-1. Pink Sands rounds out the trio of contenders I like here. She's won two great stakes in a row, the Rampart into 7 with a 97, and the Inside Information with a 102. In both that races, she rallied strongly from last of 10 and 11th of 12. They were both one-turn races, so this one-turn mile of 16 should be no problem. Jose Ortiz, aboard for both wins, rides back. She likes to come from far back. She's likely to be last of six early, but in the small field, I don't anticipate traffic problems. Although Blame may have an easy early lead, she's a Julie, Ollie's Candy, and Golden Award all have tacticals who could be pressing her, and if that's the case, Pink Sands has potential to roll by them all. There's no real knocks on She's a Julie, Point of Honor, and Ollie's Candy. The latter, the 8-5 morning line favorite, but all have slight knocks compared to the three I just talked about. In the Ogden Phipps, race 9 at Belmont on Saturday, June 13th, with a post of 5:36 Eastern. I like win bets on Blamed and Pink Sands at 5-2 or more. This is definitely a spot for a dutching tool to help you allocate your money. Golden Award still has some value at 5-2 or more, and I wouldn't argue with anybody that wants to bet her to win. And for the exact, I'm just going to box these three, Blamed, Pink Sands, and Golden Award. I sure hope you've enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. I hope you check out the blog. Check out Amwager. Become a member. Great betting site. Check it out. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.